Ve'ilui Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. Simen Mem Ches begins with the Ramah. The Ramah says, you say that Parshas Tamid, then the Seder Ma'aracha, that's the order of how things were offered in the Beis HaMikdash, then Ribon HaOlamim, the Tefillah, that Hashem should accept our Tefillah as if we offered the Karban Tamid. The Mishnah Berurah explains that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us that if you can't offer Karbanos, if you're Osek in the Karbanos, it's as if you offered them. Oh, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're able to, you should learn and understand what you're saying here. Mishio Dea Sefer Mitzvah Lilmod B'Gemara Perush HaMemra Hazu, to understand what the Seder of Ma'aracha is. Because Kol Osek means to understand what it says, not just to say the words. Oh. Then the Ramah says that if you can't say the Ribon HaOlamim for some reason when you're with the Tzibur, so you should say it at home. Say the Parashas HaTamid and the Ribon HaOlamim at home. Oh. Then, when you get to Shul, V'lachzer Parashas HaTamid Levadi Matzibur, V'chavim Pam Shnia Kikori V'Torah. In Shul, their custom was to say everything out loud. Now, you've already said the Parashas HaTamid, so now you really shouldn't say it again, because you said it once already. Yeah, but to be quiet when everyone else is saying it, that's not proper. So you're going to say it again. When you're saying it again, have in mind that it's not counting as another Parashas HaTamid, but rather just like you're reading from the Torah. Why? Because it's a Rav Chodeh Milsa, it shouldn't look like you're offering two Karbanos Tamid. It's not really a problem, the Torah says. It's a Rav Chodeh Milsa, it's an extra thing. But once you're saying it a second time, have in mind it shouldn't count as another offering of the Karban Tamid. Then the Ramah continues. V'noagu medaktkin lisnonea b'sha shekorin b'Torah. That when people learn, they move back and forth. Dugmas ha-Torah shenitna b'reses. Because when the Torah was given, they were trembling in fear. The Ramah here is referring to laning, that people, shuckle when they lane. But the other Achronim say it applies to learning Torah as well. And the idea is, this is an important idea, every time we learn Torah, the Shechina is there, and there is a recreation of Maimed Har Sinai, Matan Torah. And therefore, we're supposed to act and feel like Matan Torah is happening. At the time of Matan Torah, there was trembling. So this is where it comes from, the old Jewish custom. People shuckle when they learn. It's based on this Ramah, that you're reliving and re-experiencing Matan Torah every time you learn. There's a famous comment from Rabban Kotler Zatzal. We know we have many, many mitzvos, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Many. Each of the mitzvos helps remind us of Litzias Mitzrayim. How come we don't have mitzvos, Zecher, L'maimed Har Sinai? You're supposed to remember Maimed Har Sinai too. It's one of the Sheis Zechiros. So Rabban Kotler explains, because Maimed Har Sinai happens every day. You don't need a special mitzvah to remember it. Every day when you're learning, you're re-experiencing Maimed Har Sinai. And that idea fits well with what the Ramah says here. I wanted to add a beautiful idea about why Jews move and chuckle when they learn Torah. The Piskei Tshuva's quotes from the Zohar, the following idea. Our neshamas come from up in Shemayim. And the Zohar says, Ner HaKadosh HaDolek. Our neshamas come Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Our neshamas come Kaviyachol from a Ruchnius Ner up in Shemayim. And we know that when you light a candle, so it flickers and moves. So when a Jew learns Torah, he's like lighting the candle of his neshama. And his neshama begins to dance. And then the body moves corresponding to that. Beautiful, beautiful idea. The neshama is dancing, and we express the neshama dancing, the neshama moving, by shuckling ourselves as we learn. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Shuckling is like the dancing and the flickering of a lit candle. Then the Ramah continues that when people daven, they also move and chuckle. As it says, Kol Asmosai Tamar Hashem Michamocha. With all my limbs, I say how wondrous, how great Hashem is. This is a source of shuckling during davening. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, some argue it's better not to shuckle, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Udu Avad Kamar Avid. That means you daven in the best way that you have the most kavana. Two comments about shuckling. One is, some of the Sfarim talk about, when we daven to Hashem, so on the one hand, we talk to Hashem in second person, talking to Him, a close connection. The other hand, we talk to Hashem in third person, like He's powerful, a sign of respect. Shekol niyeh b'dvaro. In His word, not your word, His word. And the idea is that in Yahadus, on the one hand, we know Hashem is far away, He's all-powerful. And at the same time, Hashem gives us the right and the obligation to talk to Him as if He's right there. So to show that Hashem is both far and near, we shuckle back and forth. That's a nice pshat. Another idea that I'll discuss in a separate shir, Bezuz Hashem, the idea that a person shuckles because kolatz mosai tamarna, you daven to Hashem with all of your limbs, Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal had another angle, and that is each of a person's limbs cries out Hashem's greatness, that the beauty of nature, the depth of nature, the greatness of the human body, every single thing that works together is saying, Hashem is here, we should thank Hashem for every part of the body that works normally, because really Hashem is crying out to us from every limb. It's all in nace that the hands work, the fingers work, so everything in the body should be a source for saying, for us saying, Hashem Michamocha. That I'll discuss Bez Hashem in a separate shir. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that on Shabbos, when you say the Karbanos, you say the Parshas Tamid, you mention the Psukim of Shabbos, but not in Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. Why? Because when you read Maftir, you mention the Psukim of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, during Maftir, you don't. Shabbos only has two Psukim in the Torah for the Parsha of Shabbos. So we don't read it on Shabbos as part of the laning. We read the Maftir from the Parsha itself. So since we're not going to say it in the laning, we say it before. Oh, the Ramah says that some have a custom that they do say the Psukim of Musaf in the Karbanos to be Mefarsim, that it's Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says in Sukkah that they would place the Evarim on the Mizbeach and the Kevesh in a little different way on Rosh Chodesh to announce that it's Rosh Chodesh. Oh. So just like they would try to be Mefarsim that it was Rosh Chodesh, so we too, even though we're going to lane Rosh Chodesh later during the laning, we should still say the Psukim of Rosh Chodesh as part of Karbanos as well. Okay, that's Simen Memches. The Gemara says in Gittin Adaf Samach, Simen Memtes, that one is not supposed to say Dvarim Shebichsav Balpe. Supposed to read things inside. You can make a mistake, and you can maybe get some of the letters wrong. There are other reasons given as well. So the Shulchan Aruch says, even though you can't read Dvarim Shebichsav Balpe, but if it's Ragil, if it's something which everyone knows, and they say it smoothly, and they know it by heart very easily, you're not going to make a mistake, then it's Mutter, like Kriya Shema, Birkas Kohanim, and the Parshas Tamid. Well, now some of these, maybe a person doesn't know by heart. It's only if you know it by heart smoothly, then you can say these things Baal Peh. There's another pshat in the Rishonim, which the Gro likes, which is that the Isser is only if you're saying something to be motzi others for their chiyuv. But if you're just saying it to yourself, or you're just teaching, then it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that's the pshat that the Gro goes with, and it seems like the Mishnah Berurah accepts what the Gro says as well. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel, if you're giving a shir, and there are a lot of psukim, it's hard to check every single one, so efshar she'eshu hakel, that it's possible one can be makel, and that's the minug, that a person doesn't have to open up the chumash and read every single pasuk inside, if it's a very big tircha. But the Mishnah Berurah also tells us that if there's no other option, then you can say it b'al peh. What if you're a suma, a person who's blind? So mutter likro sal peh, because there's no other way to do it. Eis laso es lashem, eferes tor rasecha. When there's literally no way out, so then the person is allowed to say it, say the psukim bal peh. Oh. Now, many mefarshim say that if it's regular tefillah, that the custom is we say psukim bal peh. If it's regular tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that some say, based on that, all of Tehillim can be said bal peh. Dekeven shula or rachamim, since it's like you're stirring up Hashem's mercy by saying Tehillim, that's like tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, yesh lismoch, all of you can rely on this. Why? Tebelavach, because aside from this, there are the groz mekel, unless if you're not being motzi others. So if a person happens to know Tehillim by heart pretty well, then he'd be able to say the Tehillim Baal Peh as well. Oh. In the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah mentions Hallel, that some say Hallel can be said Baal Peh as well. That's part of Tefillah, praising Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah says only if you're really rugged with feet, if you really know it by heart. Why? Because if you leave out a word, then it could be you're not Yotze. Oh, b'kal yavo litos b'amiras lo lanu b'kapitul kuf lamed hei v'lo yetze yidei halel, and if you get a word or two wrong, you're not Yotze v'gam b'ruchaso yeh levatala. The brachas levatala. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says some are makel there, then it's only though if you really know you're going to say it well by heart, because if not, if you miss even a word or two, it can cause you big problems, and you're not Yotze halel. Okay, that's Simon Mem test. We'll stop here.